This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Taliban has confirmed that it held direct talks with the United States in Qatar this week on finding a negotiated end to the 17-year war in Afghanistan. An insurgent official speaking on condition of anonymity explained the preliminary dialogue focused merely on laying the groundwork for future contacts as well as meetings between the Taliban and the U.S. The meeting in Doha came as the Afghan government is considering another unilateral ceasefire with the insurgents during the upcoming Eid festival in August to encourage the Taliban to come to the table for peace talks. Sam Brownback, the U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, says Washington is confident that detained American pastor Andrew Brunson in Turkey will be free soon. Meantime, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said there will be consequences if Turkey does not release Brunson.
If Turkey does not take immediate action to free this innocent man of faith and send him home to America, the United States will impose significant sanctions on Turkey until Pastor Andrew Brunson is free.
Andrew Brunson has been in jail in Turkey for nearly 2 years now on terrorism and espionage charges. His case has strained relations between Turkey and the U.S. Israeli police closed Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque for several hours after a number of people barricaded themselves inside. Police said the closure came after they were attacked with fireworks and stones following Friday's afternoon prayers. Authorities reported the arrest of 24 people who had taken part in the confrontation. Al-Aqsa is Islam's third holiest site, located on Jerusalem's Temple Mount, which is considered the most holy site in Judaism. This is VOA News. A federal judge in the U.S. state of California says she will appoint an independent monitor to look into conditions for immigrant children in U.S. border facilities, saying that there are reports of poor conditions. U.S. Justice Department, meantime, said in a court filing that more than 1,400 children have been reunited so far with their parents, another 378 with sponsors who will properly care for them, 700 children still in government custody, and their fates are uncertain. Annunciation House Director Ruben Garcia says the shelter in El Paso, Texas, has been hosting many migrant families who have been reunited.
Annunciation House was one of the organizations that received a lot of these families after they had been reunited, and we've been doing this over the past approximate 10 days.
Another president under President Trump's zero tolerance policy, families who illegally crossed into the U.S. from Mexico in most of April and May were automatically detained, and the children were placed in government care facilities separated from their parents. Since then, Mr. Trump signed an executive order rescinding the family separations after a nationwide outcry. President Trump is applauding new numbers he says show the U.S. is now, in his words, the economic envy of the entire world. AP's Sagar Magani reporting the U.S. economy grew at the fastest pace in about 4 years in the months of April, May, and June.
The economy surged last quarter to an annual growth rate of 4.1%, the fastest since 2014. The president's predicting it'll go even higher.
These numbers are very, very sustainable. This isn't a one-time shot.
But most economists outside his administration disagree, saying the fast growth stemmed from temporary factors like Americans spending their tax cuts and exporters rushing out products ahead of retaliatory tariffs. Analysts predict solid growth the rest of the year, but in the 3% range, not 4. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pakistan Election Commission says former sports celebrity Imran Khan is the winner of the parliamentary election, but his party failed to win enough votes for an outright majority and will have to form a coalition government. Almost all of the main rivals, party rivals, have alleged that the polls were rigged and manipulated in favor of Khan, alleging the Independent Election Commission of Pakistan is rejecting all of that. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras says he assumes political responsibility for the Greek wildfires that have killed at least 87 people this week. Forensics report and coroners continue to try to identify dozens of people who have perished in the country's deadliest wildfire in decades. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.